Rose from using his credit cards. He says she blew through almost $100,000 in the first 2 weeks after he filed for divorce. I don't think the $100,000 is the big news. I think the fact that his estranged wife is called Fire Rose. I mean, that's a, unless I'm mispronouncing this thing, it's Fire and Rose. I assume that's how you pronounce it. That's the big news. 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check news.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new whistleblower's just come forward with allegations against Boeing as the company's outgoing CEO gets set to testify before senators in Washington today. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is on Capitol Hill.
Among those whistleblower complaints is one that was filed just last week that's being made public this morning from a current Boeing employee. The man, Sam Mohawk, claims his team at Boeing's 737 plant was told to cut corners in tracking parts that were removed from the production process after not meeting design standards.
CEO Dae Calhoun will face questions about quality and safety, an issue that came into focus after a door blew off an Alaska Airlines flight midair. This morning, the Biden administration announced sweeping new immigration policy for potentially hundreds of thousands of undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
They'll be able to get permanent residency, a green card, without having to leave the U.S., as is now required for those in the country without permission.
They need to have been married by yesterday. 17 states are under excessive heat warnings or advisories from the Midwest up through the Northeast. Among them, Chicago, where these two hit the splash pad at Millennium Park.
I looked at the forecast. I saw, all right, it's going to be toasty.
That's why we came here. We knew there was, like, some water relief.
Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
East of Chicago, the heat advisory is in effect for much of lower Michigan and adjacent sections of northern Indiana, all of Ohio, all of Pennsylvania, and New York State.
I'm Vicki Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Ahead of next month's Paris Olympics, a new report warns record high temperatures are forecast, which could make these games the hottest in recorded history, with athletes risking everything from heat exhaustion to heat stroke, even death.
Celtics fans are celebrating. Boston has won a record-breaking 18 NBA championships now after beating Dallas 106-88 in Game 5. It's a first for 38-year-old Al Horford, who's been in 185 playoff games.
I don't feel like it's over. This is an unbelievable feeling. Yeah, the confetti, everything's going on, but it just hasn't hit me yet.
This man's raising a glass after lawmakers in Thailand approved a bill legalizing same-sex marriage there.
It marks a big milestone. We feel stability. We feel that we can move on safely.
The country will become the first in Southeast Asia, permitting couples of any gender mix to marry. Nissan EVs aren't as popular as they once were. A year after Fisker entered the market to try to steal some of Tesla's thunder, the startup has filed for bankruptcy. Dow futures down 17. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former President Donald Trump is in Racine today. If you need to get downtown, there might be some traffic issues, with the Racine police issuing a statement about the impacts. There will be no full road closures, but police are warning of potential delays and parking restrictions downtown. In the police statement, they report a protest is planned in Monument Square. Downtown businesses will be open throughout the day. Community centers, libraries, and village halls are being used as cooling centers throughout Racine and Kenosha counties. The heat is on again today, with governments providing relief from the high temps. All of the Racine community centers are providing refuge if required, as are the libraries in Kenosha. Each community has a listing online of where you can cool off. The thin blue line flag was flown at Racine City Hall yesterday. It was to recognize the five-year anniversary of the death of police officer John Hetland. Hetland was off duty when he tried to stop a robbery at Teaser's Bar, but was shot and killed. A statement says the flag is meant to symbolize the city's respect for his sacrifice. A program designed to promote the physical and mental well-being of cancer patients is being continued in Kenosha County. The Village of Pleasant Prairie is once again offering the RecPlex Living Well Scholarship as they observe National Cancer Survivor Month. The goal of the program is to promote well-being through regular exercise, and it's open to people that have undergone cancer treatment in the past year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers fall to the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 5-3 last night to the Angels in Anaheim. Milwaukee producing only 5 hits. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It wasn't a great ball game for us, for sure. I mean, we had opportunities many times to play. We didn't play a complete ball game, you know, in any side of the ball. Defense, pitching, offense, we had, you know, opportunities again and didn't come through. So, yeah, that's disappointing.
NBA, last night in Boston, the Celtics eliminate the Mavericks 106-88, an NBA record 18th championship for the franchise.
You get very few chances in life to be great, and you get very few chances in life to carry on the ownership and the responsibility of what these banners are and all the great people, all the great players that came here. And when you have few chances in life, you just got to take the bull by the horns and you got to just own it. And our guys owned it.
Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN with your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and winds out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. An afternoon storm possible. Mostly clear tonight, low to mid 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Some showers and storms Thursday, 79. Currently, 78 degrees.
Because when you're left-handed, you put down for being left-handed. You know, it's always left. Oh, left words are always negative things. Leftovers, they're terrible. Two left feet, left-handed compliment. You ever see a crook named Righty? You never see that. Everything right is a positive thing. Right on, the Bill of Rights. You go to a party, there's nobody there. Where'd everybody go? They left.
Blue.
Rescue Me Fontella Bass at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. We're going to talk theater, seeing the Tony Awards were on the other day. I didn't see you on the Tony Awards, Jocelyn. Were you in the audience?
I was not on the Tony Awards. I was at the Racine Theater Guild. Surprise, surprise.
Weren't you sitting next to Angelina Jolie, who they were showing every 10 seconds in the audience? Once they get a familiar face, they always want to show the reaction.
Oh, of course.
Now, the reason Angelina Jolie was at the Tony Awards, she produced the top show, The Outsiders.
Yes, she did. She and her daughter, I think, did.
Oh, is that her
together.
Daughter?
Who? I think so.
Okay. The one who dropped the name Brad, the Pitt's name?
She... And one of the kids, they have like six together.
Yeah, I think one of them said she doesn't be a Pitt anymore. She must have really turned those kids against Brad Pitt. I don't know what went on there, but she really did a number on those kids. Anyway, we're here to talk about the new theater production, new Racine Theater production season, which is kicking in July.
Yeah.
What do you start in the summer? You think you'd start in September like the rest of the world does?
Well, actually, if you look at most theater seasons, it is usually July 1st to June 30th. So that's our fiscal year.
Yep. Okay.
And then that's our production year. And part of that comes from the summer is a busy, busy time in many people's lives. And we actually only do one full production during the summer because we know that our volunteers have about 80 million other things going on. So getting their time focused on one is great. And then we can really ramp up come September.
Which was the name of a movie with Rock Hudson and Gina Lola Bridget that come September, and Bobby Darin was in that too. How do I know this? Okay, so last season, one of my favorite shows was Dial M for Murder.
Mm,
now,
yes.
Even though I know all the dialogue because I've seen the movie a million times, the casting was spectacular in that film.
Yeah.
The guy, I don't know who the guy was who played the police inspector, but he was so, and the guy who played the kid. The guy who played the killer. Everybody was good.
Yeah.
But the police inspector was a standout.
Yeah. I think he had a lot of fun with that role too. It was Martin Yates, I believe, is who you're talking about. And it was his first role with us, actually.
Really?
He's done theater other places, but it's his first time on our stage, which is always fun to get new people involved.
How do you do that? Do you put out a cast? I've seen the casting calls online, but you got to make sure people see that.
Yeah, so I do a lot of putting it out on Facebook. We have an email list, so if anyone's ever interested in auditions, I'm a great person to contact to get on that email list. We do press releases. There's actually quite a few groups on Facebook that are focused on auditions in Wisconsin and Northern Illinois, so I also spread it that way. And word of mouth is a huge thing, so it helps us big time. So, like, we actually did just do auditions for Dial M for Murder, which is coming up in the fall, and we had over 70 people audition for that show. Which is crazy.
Not Dial M for Murder. It was...
Murder on the Orient Express. Oh, my goodness. Get my brain working this morning.
And let me introduce Jocelyn correctly. Jocelyn Fish is the Director of Marketing and Development.
Yes.
At the Racine Theater Guild. Have you ever done any acting?
Not since high school, actually. So middle school and high school, I was very big on stage. And then I decided I maybe didn't want to do that as much. And I get to do behind the scenes stuff, which is super fun.
I tried out in high school. And I could remember, and this, we're talking 50 some odd years ago, and I remember how bad it was. I went out there and I read it from the book. You know, they give you a little booklet to read from the scene that they would scene you do. And I was just terrible. I could remember how terrible I was. So I became a stage manager for 2.5 years, 3 years or whatever, in charge of lighting and stage managing and everything. But I was just that bad. Now, I did some voiceover work when we did 12 Angry Men.
Oh, sure.
I did the... what are they, when the judge gives the jury their marching orders. I did that.
Oh, sure.
Over, recorded it. But still, I was that bad. I just couldn't do it. I just don't have the acting ability in me. I don't know what it is.
And then nerves can take a hold, too.
I wasn't nervous. I just couldn't act. I don't think it's acting naturally because it's just, I couldn't do act.
Yeah.
I couldn't act.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Bob Benson in here recently.
Oh, sure.
And he's been in so many different roles at the Racine Theater Guild, and he's believable in every one of them.
Yeah.
And I know Bob Benson, and all of a sudden, he loses his identity into this
character. One of the greatest things is when the whole show pulls you in and you kind of forget that you know these people outside of the stage. It's fascinating.
We go to the new season again, Cabaret. Wow.
Yeah.
The young lady who starred as Sally Bowles, we had her in here.
Kaylee.
Kaylee. And then I see her on stage and I don't see Kaylee anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's here in Racine. She lives here in town, and she has done acting. She went to Carthage, does acting sometimes up in Milwaukee, but she volunteers at the Theater Guild, and she's been wonderful to work with. And that whole show got such wonderful reviews from so many people, which was just a great encapsulation, I think, to the whole season to have that as the ending note.
Yeah, it's tough to have a Nazi musical.
That so took so many people by surprise. I think a lot of people, and it's interesting you talk about the Tonys because the Cabaret was,
one of the nominated
shows. And so I think people tend to forget what that show is really about. They think about the Kit Kat Club. They think about the MC. They think about Sally Bowles, but they forget that it is about the rise of the Nazi party. And that just takes your breath away.
You know what took my breath away? And I get chills thinking about it now. The final scene. Mm-hmm. When the MC turns around and he's wearing a concentration camp outfit,
yeah,
and you see wood, it looks like scaffolding, but it has that image, and he turns around and faces it,
yeah,
where he thought the whole world was happy, we're going to dance, we're going to sing, and here he is in a concentration camp.
Yep.
And the songs were great.
Yes, yes.
And it just was a great musical, and the way you guys pull it off. Now, it's something when you do it on Broadway, they can close the curtains and open up a new scene. You guys don't have that luxury.
No, we do not.
Everything's got to be done in front of everybody.
Yes.
So your set designer's got to build a set that's multi-useful.
Correct. And, you know, we got to figure out how props are going to get moved on and off. You know, for instance, Cabaret, there was a bed that had to be moved on and off multiple times on stage. And so you got to make sure that bed is small enough that two people can carry it. And then it fits through all the spaces. It's a lot of logistical workings to make it all come together.
Jocelyn Fish is here from the Racine Theater Guild. We are getting to the new shows in just a moment here at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alva, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman.
He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox, as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
W22 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and we have Jocelyn Fish here, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. Let's get to the shows here, because they're kicking in July, and the first one is First Date.
Yes, we are actually in rehearsal for First Date. I am stage managing that, actually, so I'll be behind the scenes on that one, and it is a funny, funny musical about a blind date between kind of an opposites attract couple, and all of their friends come into play and their imaginations take hold of all those insecurities and those worries and those awkward moments that make up a first date. And it's very cleverly written. The lyrics are super fun. It is a little adult. I'm going to put that out there. We're putting in a adult content and language warning on it, but it's super fun. It'd be a great date night. It'd be a great friends out night. It'd be all kinds of fun things for coming up in July.
Do you remember your first date?
Yes.
The way you said it. I asked, when I was in high school, ninth grade, I think it was, I asked Barbara Kirshner out. Now, keep in mind, I don't think she even knew I was alive, but I asked her out, and she couldn't say no fast enough, so she said, okay, and my mother took us to the movies, where we didn't say one word, I don't think one word, and then I took her home, and she said, thank you, good night. It was the last I ever heard of Barbara Kirshner. I think she moved town, changed her identity, and went into the witness protection program after that.
So funny.
But that was it.
Yeah.
Then I had the nerve after that to ask the valedictorian out.
Oh.
Now, she was smart. She said no.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, I don't think so. Okay. So those were my first times.
Yeah,
and I hope your show is a little nicer than that.
Yeah. It's
more dialogue, at least.
Yes, definitely. And everyone gets, especially the, you know, Aaron and Casey are the main characters. And then again, their friends kind of, we have five other people that float in and out of various characters. So there's going to be a lot of fun with the costumes and makeup and wig look potentially changes very quickly in between things. So we're going to have a lot happening potentially on stage with those moments as well.
Now that's in the summer. Then we have to go to the fall.
Yes. Then we start up with Murder on the Orient Express.
If you can do what you did for Dial M for Murder, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Because even though I knew, I've seen the movie a million times. Mm-hmm. I even saw it in 3D once. If you could do, and when you know everything, and you know who the murderer is, you know everything about it, you know all the dialogue, and it still keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Yes.
That's, you know, it's a good production.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's been, we actually just had auditions for that. We had to move them a little earlier into the summer. So that's great that people already, you know, kind of know that they can start learning their lines. It's going to be a great adaptation of the Agatha Christie by Ken Ludwig, actually, who's a little more farcical in how he does his stuff. So it's going to have a little bit of that fast pace, action here, action there, clue here, clue there. The biggest thing we'll be having, you know, a train car of some kind on stage.
I don't know who does your set direction and art direction on stage, but every time it's spectacular.
Yeah. And so this one is actually going to be Jane Cernak, who is our technical director. She'll be set designing for this one. So.
And that poor stage of yours.
I can't even imagine how many layers of paint are on that stage.
And add-ons and
nails drilled into it.
Oh, that poor stage, what's left of it.
It's almost 50 years old. It's looking pretty good.
It is looking good. It's got 20 layers of paint holding it together. All right, that's in September. Murder on the Orient Express. And before we take the break, one more. Little Women.
Yes, Little Women, which we actually have auditions for Monday and Tuesday next week. So if there are people that might want to be involved in that, that could be a fun show to come and audition for. It's, of course, about the March sisters and them growing up and living in a war-torn country, but how they kind of fight and play and bond and cut each other's hair burn each other's hair, right?
And there. Setting dresses on fire.
Yeah.
I've never seen the full movie. I've seen bits and pieces on Turner Classic Movies. My wife has seen every version of it.
Yeah, I think there's 5 movie versions.
Well, I know the Katharine Hepburn one, and then I know the June Allison one. Mm-hmm. And then the most recent one is with Winona Ryder, I think.
Winona Ryder was actually the 90s, and then one came out.
Oh, after that?
Yeah, Greta Gerwig actually directed one that came out 2 years ago.
Was there another one I'm missing? Obviously.
Probably. Way early, I'm going to assume.
Every generation gets their Little Women.
Yeah.
And this is a straight play.
Straight play, yes. There is a musical version, but this is the straight play. And it's a new adaptation that the Milwaukee Rep actually just did last year. And that's kind of how it came on our radar. And I think it'll be a great show, especially for, you know, those young actresses who want to get their feet on the stage.
Yeah. You don't have a first time actor. Oh, I guess you have a children's. Don't you have like a for young people that want to learn acting?
We have classes that we offer, but actually, yes, because we are a volunteer based community theater, we actually have a lot of people who have never been on stage before, or who maybe, you know, when it comes to adults, a lot of adults were involved like in high school or middle school, and then life happens and then you decide you want to try something new again. It's been 20 years since you've been on stage. So it's almost like, you know, your first time. So yeah, we get a lot of people who it's their first time being on stage and trying it out. And also a lot of people first time behind the scenes, which there's a lot to learn on that side of things too. So our volunteers are a wonderful asset to our theater.
When I was stage manager in high school, we had to climb this ladder that took us from the ground level way up to the ceiling.
Yeah, up to the catwalk.
And I used to sit on there just with my feet hanging off. I can't imagine doing that today. Now, forget the climbing. That I'd have a heart attack. And just sitting there from that, because I am so fearful of walking down steps.
Interesting.
From the heights. I mean, even 6'3", I'm nervous. I'm looking down, whoa, that's 6 feet down. So I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Backstage, I don't know, is it higher than it looks like?
Yes. Okay. So the fly system goes pretty high up into the air. And actually, we have some pipes in our fly system that are from the Venetian Theater. Because it was being demolished when we were building ours. So I think we have some of the Venetian and we have some of... Oh, you'd have to ask Michael Klickner this. He knows all this.
Wow.
We have a little bit of another theater in town, and of course the name is escaping me at the moment. But yeah, because they were both unfortunately being demolished in the 70s, so we ended up getting some materials.
On Main Street, it was the Venetian and the... I remember the two theaters. I've seen pictures of them.
Is it the Main Street Theater?
No.
No, it starts with an O. Does
no.
It
start with an O? It was next to the Venetian.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
You and I are both going to think about it.
No, I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to look it up in just a moment. I'll get the answer to it. Jocelyn Fish is here. She is the Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. We're talking about the new season. Keep it right here. I'm Don Rosen, 7:30 at WRJN. Let's check the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a preliminary vote, the Racine School Board approved a budget that includes the elimination of over 100 positions. The reductions are brought on by the closure of 2 schools, declining student enrollment, and cuts at the administration building. Former President Donald Trump is in Racine today. If you need to get downtown, there might be some traffic issues, with the Racine police issuing a statement about the impacts. There will be no full road closures, but police are warning of potential delays and parking restrictions downtown. A Racine County jail inmate was able to smuggle in crack due to a medical condition.
A criminal complaint says 36-year-old Tanya Price was getting radiation treatments, which allowed her to bypass the normal search procedure. According to the sheriff's office, an inmate told investigators that Price smuggled in the drugs to the jail and traded them with other inmates for items like noodles and phone calls. Garbage pickup won't happen in Racine tomorrow. The city of Racine has announced that in observance of the Juneteenth Day holiday, solid waste and recycling will not be collected. That means your pickup day in Racine shifts back a day, with the calendar posted on the city's website showing the change. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
As we deal with heat and its impact on our animals around Wisconsin, technology may give us some relief. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I'm not talking about technology like fans or sensors or anything like that. Instead, I'm talking about gene editing. The Red Angus Association is trying to use more gene editing to promote herd health. Tom Brink is the CEO of the Red Angus Association.
A lot of us are trying to figure out exactly what is the right way to handle this new technology and to potentially bring some of those animals into our database. We have decided at Red Angus that we're going to look at this new technology basically one gene edit at a time, and each one will be evaluated on its individual merit. Right now we have approved two gene edits within the Red Angus registry, and that would be for the slick gene, which is naturally occurring, and also the black to red gene edit, which is certainly naturally occurring as well. And so we have some of those animals, a very small number, but we have some of those in our registry already.
Tom Brink, CEO of the Red Angus Association, he says the black to red gene edit they can do with this technology actually helps keep animals healthier when the temperature climbs. As the temperature climbs around the upper Midwest, markets are climbing higher on a Tuesday morning. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
On Monday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2 cents to $2 even. 40-pound block cheese was down 5.5, 191 and a half. Double A butter, that gained a penny and three quarters to 310 and three quarters per pound. This morning, December corn is up 2 at 464. November soybeans currently 3 cents stronger at 1133. July wheat, that's down a penny right now, 590 a bushel. The class 3 milk that goes into cheese for July, down a dime, 2007 a hundredweight. The August milk contract down 6, 2066 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and winds out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. An afternoon storm possible. Mostly clear tonight, low to mid 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Some showers and storms Thursday, 79.
Currently, 78 degrees.
You know, there's another Brian Regan in show business. It's a true story. He's a screenwriter, and he's really good. He wrote 102 Dalmatians and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and all these other good movies. But I didn't know about him. I was out on the road and these people said, you want to do a local TV interview? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. They say, we want to do it out in front of the movie theater. I'm like, okay. Yeah, we want to have the 102 Dalmatians logo behind us during the interview. Okay. Does that look good on camera or something? So we're sitting in the little wooden chairs, and he goes, so tell me about the movie 102 Dalmatians. You know, that's a lot of dogs jumping around. You know it's going to be fun.
How will 102 Dalmatians be different from 101 Dalmatians?
I'm not a math expert. I'm going to guess three dogs.
Jocelyn Fish is here, Director of Marketing and Development. That's a funny guy, Brian Regan. For the Racine Theater Guild, we're talking about the brand new season that kicks in July. Get your tickets. Mm-hmm. You said the season tickets were just mailed out, right?
Yes, they were yesterday, actually. And then individual tickets for all of our shows besides First Date will go on sale July 1st, actually. So,
did you ever have any of your actors go on to like movies and Broadway?
We've had a few in our history who went on to be writers and things like that.
Oh, that's good.
Some people have been at regional theaters and things, other places, but Jerry Renau actually.
Ryan, I know Jerry. Mm-hmm. We've had him in the air.
Yeah. He went on to be Welcome Back Carter.
Cotter.
I can talk this morning.
Well, I remember Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I had a friend who my brother grew up with. He was actually across the street from us. And, you know, we lose track. He moved out to the West Coast. Then we find out, I see his name on a screen when I'm watching a movie. And I said, that's Victor. It's got to be. How many Victor Radliches can there be in this world?
Oh, goodness.
And it turns out he was a Foley artist out in Hollywood.
Wow.
And he's done a million movies, including Independence Day, the big movie. And he became a Foley artist and ADR guy who re-records dialogue, a traditional dialogue recorder. And I said, you never mentioned it. He said, well, you never asked. I said, wow, that's really something.
Interesting.
Okay, so we talked about our first three shows.
Yep.
Then we have Over the River and Through the Woods in January.
Yeah, actually before that, we've got Best Christmas Pageant Ever in December.
Where is that? Oh, that's here.
That's right in the bonus one. Yeah, it's in the bonus one.
Got to have a Christmas show, the best. It used to be called the worst, but the best Christmas pageant ever, December 13th through the 22nd.
Yes, and that one's actually the musical version. There's a play that the Theater Guild did actually 89 and 90 and 91, I think. We might have done it for 3 years, but we did the play version, and it was our first outreach show, and so this will be an outreach show again. So we're going to be welcoming local schools to come see this. We're also working with the UW-Milwaukee ASL program on this one. They're going to have, this is their student project, and they're going to come to opening night and interpret the whole class, is which will be interesting to watch. But it's a great story about, you know, kind of don't judge a book by its cover and give people a chance in a fun holiday spirit way.
Well, that's nice. It's good to have a Christmas show at Christmas time. A lot of people don't always wind up like that. But that's great. I love it. Okay, now, this is a Thanksgiving title.
Yes.
But it's in January, Over the River and Through the Woods.
Yes. It's kind of you're right. That connotation does kind of give it that, like, Thanksgiving dinner feel. But it's really a story about family and moving on with your life. It's about a young man whose pair of grandparents have him over for a meal every Sunday, and then he drops the bomb that he's moving across the country, and they scheme and figure out ways to try and make him stay, because, you know, family is the most important thing, which it is. But, you know, sometimes some people need a little room to grow. So, of course, that causes some very funny and heartwarming conflict.
Are you from here?
Yes and no. I was born in Racine, but we moved when I was 2. So I grew up on the other side of the state. So it's an interesting juxtaposition.
I remember when I moved from New York to Atlanta, I was married, but my parents were devastated that I was moving away, even though they moved a couple of years later to Florida. But they were devastated when I moved.
Mm.
And I told this story, I think the other day. My mother and father were sleeping in bed, and I was living in the house for one day because we got rid of our apartment, and I was moving the next morning, so I stayed at their house with my wife. And my father said, don't worry, he'll be back. And my mother said, he's never coming back. My father said, oh yeah, he's a homeboy, he'll be back. My mother said, he's never coming back. Never did. My mother knew.
Yeah.
They sensed it.
Yeah.
And then they moved to Florida.
They got to give you grief first.
Yeah. But no, she didn't. She just was sad that I was leaving.
Yeah.
My father said, how can you leave the place where you grew up? I said, this is an offer. Yeah. I like the offer.
Yeah.
And I'm just, it's not like I'm, you know, going on the other side of the world. I'm just a few hours away.
Yeah.
And Atlanta lasted a couple of years and moved here. The ironic part is my parents wound up moving to Racine.
Oh, well, there you go. Full circle moment.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So over the river and through the woods. I guess a lot of people can relate to that.
Yes, I think so. I think very much so. And it's a very nice generational story, too, because, you know, a lot of people have very special relationships with their grandparents in the scheme of things.
Yeah. My grandparents never moved from within 20 miles
it's
of where
amazing
they were born.
How that is. Yeah.
Yeah. They were born in the Bronx and they wound up living their entire life in Queens.
Wow. There you go. So,
I mean, to them, there was, we're moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, funny. One subway ride away.
Yeah.
Okay. Always a Bridesmaid. This kicks in March.
We actually do have...
Oh, no, Cassius Clay.
Yes, yes.
You know, they're on the layout here. They're in the bottom. These are... Now, the three shows, First Aid, Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and Cassius Clay, are part of a bonus deal.
Right. So we call the other five kind of our main season, and these three are bonus shows that people can add to their season. They have a little shorter run, but they, you know, still, we put all the same amount of work into them. So, and in this corner, Cassius Clay is, of course, about Muhammad Ali and his childhood, growing up in Kentucky and Jim Crow era. And it's going to be a really interesting show because there is going to be some stage fighting on stage. You know, you have to have some boxing going on. So choreographing that, I think, will be very interesting. Obviously, a lot of history in that, too. And I think it will introduce a lot of people, younger generation especially. I don't think they know who Cassius Clay is.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
The champ.
Yeah. They might know Muhammad Ali's name, but they definitely probably didn't know him as Cassius.
There was a 1962 movie called Requiem for a Heavyweight.
Mm.
It was written by Rod Serling from The Twilight Zone, and it starred Anthony Quinn, Jackie Gleason, Mickey Rooney, big cast.
Mm.
And in the opening scene, Anthony Quinn is getting pummeled in the ring by Cassius Clay.
Wow.
And there is a, you know, those big signs they use for boxing?
Sure.
It said Mountain Rivera versus Cassius Clay. And that was his first foray into stardom.
Yeah.
He was in this movie, Requiem for a Heavyweight. And so a couple of other things about him. My cousin James Rosen was in Washington, D.C. And it's at night, and he's walking, and he sees the champ. And this is in later years, and he was having trouble walking. Mm-hmm. And he goes up to him. He says, "Hey, champ, do you need some help crossing the street?" He goes, "Yeah, let me just take your arm." So he walked him across the street, and he went to where he was going. And he said, "I helped the champ, Muhammad Ali, across the street. He took my arm, and I walked him across the street." He said, "There's a moment I will never forget.
Oh, of course not.
As long as I live. Here he is walking all by himself in the street, and I helped him."
Yeah.
Now, cut to a couple of years later, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, and my wife and I go to cemeteries, and there's Muhammad Ali's gravesite. Yeah. Now, he wanted a very simple thing, but unfortunately, his family didn't give him his final wish.
Sure.
And made this big, ostentatious garden and everything. Not what he wanted. But to stand there, and there's the champ right there.
Yep.
Who was buried right near Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken. And buried right across from a lady in a little tiny marker whose name is Patty Smith, Patty Hill Smith.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know who she is,
right? The singer, right?
Nope,
no.
Not a singer.
No.
She wrote a song, her and her sister, Happy Birthday to You.
There we go. Yeah.
And she's buried. So all the big three.
It's a 65-acre
cemetery. Yeah. United Artists put out a movie back in, I guess, 68, 69, or maybe 1970, called A.K.A. Cassius Clay.
Mm.
And now, he was in his sort of prime back then.
Sure.
So you look at this film, and they have all the fights on there.
Wow.
And you watch him, you know, in this documentary. And I remember sitting in I don't know why we were in my father's car, but we went out in the house. It wasn't on TV. It was on the radio. We went to my father's car radio and heard when Sonny Liston lost to Cassius Clay.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm thinking about, why do we have to go out to the car? We had a radio in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe my mother didn't want to hear it. So we sat in the car and we listened to the Sonny Liston Cassius Clay thing.
Wow.
So this is, and in this corner, Cassius Clay.
Yes. Yes, so that will be another one of our outreach shows. So we'll have that also open for students from throughout the area to come see, as well as the general public, which I think will also be a great connection for them in the scheme of things.
Where'd you find that?
That show specifically. So when we're choosing shows, we do a lot of research as to what's kind of new in the air in printing, what other theaters have done, what might be a good story to tell. So we build, you know, a list of about 150 to 180 shows. Whoa. Each season to read. And so that's one that ended up on that list. And it's by Idris Goodwin, who has done a lot of breakbeat plays, actually. So there is a little bit of kind of spoken word rap in this because, I mean, that is Muhammad Ali did have two or three records that he did in his life. And he kind of had that way he spoke.
I am the greatest. Yeah. There was actually a movie based on him called The Greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when he beat Sonny Liston.
Yeah.
He's just screaming, I am the greatest.
Yeah.
That changed boxing forever. So where was this performed? Was it ever performed off Broadway in Chicago, in Los Angeles? Where do they get these shows produced?
I think this one specifically, Idris got asked to either create himself or he made. I know that he actually just did a play with the Milwaukee Rep that I think he got commissioned to do. So he may have been commissioned to do this one, and it might have been with the Children's Theater to start with, because he does a lot more that are kind of aimed towards theater for young audiences, which is great. But this one, I think, is a universal story. It's not just for kids. It's for kind of everyone to enjoy.
Jocelyn Fish, who is the Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. We have two more shows, including the big one.
The big one.
The big musical. That's coming up here at WRJN. 747 here on your, what is today, Tuesday. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 86. Partly cloudy, lows around 73 for tonight. And tomorrow, Juneteenth Day, mostly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 86.
Check, 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Berlow.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRJN at 7:53 on your Tuesday morning. Feels like Friday. Tuesday morning. Jocelyn Fish is here, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. We're talking about their new schedule, which starts in July.
Month from tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Don't take any vacations. No, you're missing. Okay, so we have two more shows to talk about, one for March and the big musical for May. Mm-hmm. Always a Bridesmaid.
Always a Bridesmaid. A great little comedy. We actually had it on our season schedule in March of 2020 when we announced the season for 2020 to 2021.
Sad time, wasn't
and
it?
And obviously that didn't happen. So it's kind of been on our radar since then. It's a really great friendship between these four women and who promised to be in each other's weddings. And of course, it flashes between their weddings and all the things that can go wrong, and going to have some really quote unquote beautiful, maybe bridesmaids dresses on stage. But it's a great tribute to female friendship, I think, in the scheme of things, and how you can forgive each other and quarrel and pull each other's hair out all at the same time and still love each other.
Is it like the movie Bridesmaids?
A little bit, but probably not quite to that level, but it's in that same heart, I think, of Bridesmaids, the movie.
I remember on the 2 and a Half Men, Charlie was going to get married, and his brothers tried to talk to the bride-to-be and says, now remember, The bridesmaids' dresses have to be awful because you're the star. Mm.
And that's how some of these women act in the play itself.
You're the center of attention. Yeah. We can't have the bridesmaids looking good.
Yeah.
And I got to admit, sometimes the bridesmaids' dresses are really bad. They look like they've just some material, cut a hole in the top, put it over them, put a waistband on it.
Yeah. They really, and it costs like $300 for that. So,
and you know. The bridesmaids have to pay for their own dresses.
Yeah. I've done it a few times. It's
we had a story
it costs a lot of money.
We had a story yesterday. This bride-to-be put on the invitation that all gifts must be at least $400.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And there's no exception, she said.
Wow.
Putting a limit like that. One woman decided to, she had to cut costs. So she had it catered by, I think, Chi-Chi's or something like that. And it was like 99 cents or $1.99 per person, as opposed to, you know, $50 a person. And
Wow.
We didn't have that. And at my wedding, we had it at a restaurant. And people said, what can we order? I said, anything on that menu, whatever they had, the regular menu. If you want steak and lobster, order steak and lobster.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. All right, we got the big musical opening up in May. I always loved the last one, like Cabaret was the big finale. Mm-hmm. And you always have a big finale, and this is Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde, the musical, yes. So obviously this is based off of the movie with Reese Witherspoon. It's on Broadway, oh gosh, almost 10 years ago now.
Played the Palace Theater on Broadway, yeah.
And follows Elle Woods and her journey to try and win back her ex-boyfriend, goes to Harvard, gets into Harvard Law, and finds kind of a new passion through it. And so it's a very fun, bubbly show. All the, you know, characters people remember from the movie, but also kind of new twists and lots of really fun songs in the scheme of things, too. And that'll be May of next year already, which is crazy to think about.
Now, you don't have a chihuahua in the show, do you?
We probably will have a live dog in the show. We actually,
chihuahua?
Yeah, we've had dogs on stage. We've had cats on stage. Actually, in our history, we have even had goats on stage. So we have a couple of volunteers who have pretty well-trained dogs that we'd likely be able to borrow one to be a star for for the show.
Well, chihuahuas are pretty good because you can put them in a, well, as Elle Wood did, put them in her purse.
Yeah.
And carry them around.
Yeah. And so there's actually, the script technically calls for two different dogs. And I think one is usually a puppet and one is a real life dog. So we'll find out and we'll see what's going to happen.
Now, did you cast that yet?
No. So that will have auditions probably, I would say, February-ish of next year. We haven't actually confirmed the audition date. But again, all that information is always on our website or our Facebook page. If people are interested in trying out and seeing about being in a show. And of course, again, always looking for behind the scenes help too. So everyone that comes out and makes the show possible is giving so much of their time and talents. And it's just, we can never say thank you enough to what they're doing for us and for the community as a whole.
Lot of people, because I see those group shots on stage.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
And that's only, you know, a small fraction, really, of what, because you got to think the ushers and the audience are volunteers, the people that build the sets, the people that build the costumes who maybe weren't there the day of the photo.
People who work the refreshment stand.
Yeah, the refreshment stand in the box office. You know, so we've got people all over that theater that are there to be part of theater.
You know what the most annoying part is in that place? It's got to be for you, not for me. But somebody doesn't shut their cell phone off.
Oh.
And it's playing like some odd tune.
Yeah.
It's not going boop, 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 boop. Yeah. It's going like the theme from The Godfather. Yeah. And your machine gun fire and, you know, all this stuff.
In the middle of a poignant moment, of course, it always seems to be.
Or some kind of rap song with dirty lyrics all of a sudden playing in there.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. And, you know, there is a little bit of etiquette to that, you know, of just like you come to the theater and you turn your cell phone on silent or off and you hope that people follow those directions. But we're all human. Mistakes happen. But hopefully, you know, that's just one thing that we can get people to keep doing.
Well, and here's another thing. And I I went to the theater as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
My parents took me when I was about 9, 10 years old. Hell, I think the first one I saw was Hello, Dolly on Broadway at the St. James. So I've been going all my life, and I was learned very quickly, keep your mouth shut. Don't whine or cry and don't do anything. Just sit around until the Orange Julius person comes by and sells you an orange juice for $5. But, you know, I understand you got to bring kids, but if you bring them to a show that's going to bore them and they don't understand,